This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait. Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad to have you with us as we get underway for hour number two. We've got a lot to get to in the ladies' lounge tonight. Dr. Monica Crowley, Chelsea Bowler, T.C. McFarland will all be here. And again, new music from Colton Dixon in the music spotlight tonight. Welcome in to a very busy Saturday. If you missed the first hour with Bernie Carrick and Governor Mike Huckabee, you need to go back and get that podcast. We never charge for it, by the way. It's always free. It's never behind a paywall at SoundCloud.com or on Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is look for Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're able to get that to you at no cost whatsoever. Now, I am very intrigued. I was laying in bed this morning, and the lovely bride says, "Hey, you got to see this." And she sends me an article written by feminist writer Melanie Notkin, I think is how you say her name. And this is the title. This is the title on the article: "Why Progressive Women Want to Date Men Who Act Like Conservatives." It doesn't say that they're actually conservatives, but if they just feign conservatism, if they just act like it, if they just do some. And what they really mean by this is if they just have some traditional ideas and behaviors in the process. And it's a very interesting article that breaks down the plight of some progressive or left-leaning or whatever you want to call the new kind of woke left-wing females that live in New York that don't want to have anything to do with left-leaning woke males in New York. And they interview a couple of different people that have written about relationships for a long time, including one that is a professor. Let's see, where is he? Where does he write at? I want to make sure I have his school properly acknowledged. Jeffrey Miller, a professor at the University of New Mexico. He says the female desire to feel protected and looked after is built into DNA. And he wrote the book called The Mating Mind. He said it's a mismatch between what progressive women say they want and what they actually respond to. He said women's instinctive mate preferences for hundreds of thousands of years have been for guys who are competent, strong, good providers, good protectors, and happy with a sexual division of labor. He added women who want decisive men who are also compassionate and thoughtful. And this is very interesting because those are all very old-fashioned ideas. If you go to any feminist studies group on a campus of any major university now, and they start talking about men in this way, the next thing you know is you have triggered women screaming at the top of their lungs that they need to make it stop. They need a safe space. But what these girls are finding out, what these women are finding out, is as they are looking for potential mates, long-term mates, the woke left dude who has been told basically for the last generation, you don't have to take responsibility for anything. You're unimportant. From basically the 1960s all the way to the current era, the message to men has been, you're not really that valuable. We don't need you. We can figure out how to do all of this without you, and we'll find a way to go through it, you know, without your input. I wrote a book about this actually a few years ago called "The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be." I broke down what the modern feminist movement actually told men that they weren't important, they weren't needed, they could be kind of get out of jail free card. And so guess what they did? They absolutely took advantage of that. You have consequence free sex. And there's no obligation and there's no responsibility expected from it. Well, men were like, sign me up. Now, the problem is it depleted the welfare of an entire generation of men that grew up without fathers. And in some communities, more strongly and more statistically provable than others. But when you gave men the free shot to not have to take responsibility, oddly enough, men took that they took that opportunity. But what these women are now finding is that they don't want the dude that's going to say, oh, I don't know, man, like, I'm so enlightened. Maybe we should, maybe you should pay for the meal tonight. Or, yeah, it'd be really cool, you know, in our enlightened state if we split the check. Hey, why don't you walk on my outside near the curb in case some car splashes? I got some new loafers on, and I don't want them to get all wet with the splash stuff from the street. Like, the idea of just good old-fashioned chivalry has not waned. And it's interesting to see how this is being played out. A 2018 study from Iowa State University, different study than the one that Professor Miller said, seems to back all this up, by the way, reporting that progressive women prefer men who demonstrate more traditional dating behaviors. The women found these men to be more attractive because they signal a willingness to invest by being protective, committed, and by providing resources. He who has the gold makes the rules. Yeah. So there's this whole, and the article was replete with all these women in New York that are tired of dating these kind of pansy, left-leaning, you know, bleeding hearts that are only doing what the feminist movement has told them to do. The feminist movement has told them to ignore their traditional roles and traditional responsibilities. So, again, men were dumb enough to follow along and say, okay, I'll do that then. Turns out they're not liking it. Carrie, 45, is a fundraising executive who dated a man in 2018 that had similar left-leaning values as she did. But before long, his egalitarian dating attitude and lack of initiative to plan dates led to a breakup. This was Carrie's words. She said, at work, I'm the boss. I have to run the show, be the cheerleader, have tough conversations. I make decisions all day long. At the end of the day, I want my guy to say, babe, I got this. Wow. You see, they found a feminist somewhere that was okay with the worst use of the word babe. I'm not sure about that. Her next boyfriend was a conservative who worked in finance, and she says without fail he would pick the place, set the time, and then ask if his plan worked for me. It felt great to know he was taking care of it all. I appreciate a man who opens the door for me, picks up the check. This makes me feel safe, like I can count on him for other things. Carrie said, adding, I'm grateful when a man steps up and acts like a man. It makes me feel more feminine. And friends, that's the note I want to kind of like drill home with you here. The reason we do the Ladies Lounge is because we need to have more voices of women involved in the conversation. But the reason that I value that is not because men and women are completely interchangeable for each other. The reason that Carrie feels more feminine when a man does those things is because she's wired to feel more feminine. Men and women are distinct. They are not the same. You're not going to get the same response from a male just because you pump it full of hormones and try to tell the body that it's something that it actually isn't. Men and women, and the differences within their makeup, their DNA, their mentality, their emotional makeup, those distinctions should be cherished. Those distinctions should be celebrated, lauded. When society says that those distinctions are irrelevant and we shouldn't pay attention to them, that they're just interchangeable, they're like sock puppets, it doesn't matter who's there, it's as long as someone's there, that's where we get into trouble. Those distinctions make us amazing. They make us wonderful. And when you put us together, they bring together all of the sphere of the human experience into one union. By the way, shouldn't surprise anybody, that's the union in which kids thrive the best. Not just two parents, not just two mommies or two daddies or 15 uncles and aunts or anything else. Where kids thrive the best is when they have a woman and a man that are in that committed relationship, that are bringing the full sphere of who they are, completely created by the Creator, for full purpose, for full function, for full distinction, for the full experience of their gifts and skills and who they are as a person. That complementary male-female component helps kids feel safe and secure. They do better on tests. They stay out of crime far more often, less likely to get pregnant before marriage. A number of things that happen in their life that are unbelievably good. And it starts from accepting that men and women are different, but they're equal. They are equal but different. Equity and saying we have the same stake in all of this, that's not it. It's not about being substitutionary. You can't replace a man with a woman and get the same outcome. You may have similar results on certain tasks, but there's going to be things about each of them that they bring to the table that are going to be different than they would have had otherwise. And that's what left-leaning progressive women are now finding. So very interesting piece in the New York Post. If you want to go see it, written by Melanie Notkin, Why Progressive Women Want to Date Men Who Act Like Conservatives. I'll post it on social media tonight. All right, we got a lot to get to in the ladies' lounge. Coming up next, Dr. Monica Crowley joins us. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, so glad to have you with us at Radio Night Live. Ooh, and I am so honored to open the Ladies Lounge up tonight for a variety of voices. We're going to start with my next guest,
who
I personally think has one of the most cultivated minds in all of talk radio. She certainly put that on display when she was the spokesperson for the Treasury Department under Secretary Mnuchin and eventually the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for the country. But Dr. Monica Crowley, it is always a pleasure to have you with us.
Nice to talk to you, Kevin, and wow, what an introduction. Thank you so much.
Okay, now don't blow it. There's no pressure. hey, I got to bounce this first one off of you real quick. The Babylon Bee, and kind of their, you know, inestimable wit, had a picture of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as sort of like Jehovah's Witness missionaries, knocking on people's doors with masks on, asking if they'd been vaccinated. But it turns out this is actually an idea that the president's entertaining. Your reaction. Action, Dr. Crowley.
Well, Kevin, you know, history is replete with examples of totalitarian and authoritarian regimes employing brown shirts, other agents of the government to go and knock on people's doors, and it never ends well. I will tell you, last year when I was working at Treasury, I'd come back to New York State maybe 5 months into it after we stood up all of the economic response. I started coming back to New York State, and there was at least one occasion when I came to my home on Long Island and there was a COVID-related message for me typed in an envelope taped to my front door. So this is something that has been going on since the advent of this. But now the administration is saying that what they really want to do is knock on the unvaccinated. Well, there are laws in place like the HIPAA statute that is supposed to protect your medical privacy and your medical details. So how will these government agents know whose door to knock on if all of your data is supposed to be private? It's a huge question. This is hugely intrusive. And I think everybody, if someone comes to the door, you say, my body, my choice, and close the door.
Yeah, no, and I don't think if it ramps up anything beyond that, it's going to end well. I don't think that Americans have the tolerance for this kind of nonsense. And, you know, it's not uncommon for Democrat administrations to take a look at a law that's on the books like HIPAA and say, well, we'll just do whatever we want to. I mean, after all, the Hyde Amendment has been law for years and Biden found a way to just skirt that, you know, without even losing sleep over it. So this is typical of Democrats. It's not what the law is and it's not even what I do. It's just what I say I'm going to do, and then you have to do it. And it's totalitarian is the right word. Speaking of which, the president had some rough time trying to explain his policy on Russia going forward last week. Monica, what you make of that?
He doesn't really have a policy, which is why he's stumbling and bumbling all over the place. You know, he was trying to get some ice cream, and of course, reporters generally don't press him on anything, so he's not used to a challenging question. He was taking some incoming on the hard-hitting subject of what flavor is his favorite, going to fill his sugar cone with, Kevin. But one intrepid reporter did ask him about this latest ransomware attack that the White House has now spent the last 24 hours trying to downplay. But these attacks are extremely serious. They are coming from state-based actors. They are coming from Russia-linked groups, China-linked groups, Iran-linked groups, North Korean-linked groups. So he was asked a question about this latest attack, And he didn't have an answer. And in fact, he blurted out, well, I was just briefed on this. The Russians are engaged in all kinds of cyber adventurism. We have been subjected to relentless attacks. These cyber attacks go on every single day from either Russia's a state-based actor or Russian-linked groups. There are a couple that are directly associated with Russia's intelligence services. And all of our data, all of our privacy, all of our information is, you know, at the mercy of this administration telling us that they are protecting us. Well, the strongest thing that's come from Biden's mouth is, well, I told Putin we would not stand for it and there would be ramifications. No adversary on the face of the earth fears this administration. So, you know, President Trump took a lot of slings and arrows very unfairly about Russia. He was the toughest on Russia since at least Ronald Reagan. This current president is not.
And to that point, my friend Dennis Prager always says it is better for America to be feared than to be liked. And every time Democrats take the White House, they seem to want to overgo. They want to overdo it on why don't you like us? And they go out and they try to get everybody to like them. If we are feared, we will have friends and people will play properly. They play nicely in the sandbox. But if they don't fear the greatness of what America is, if they don't have respect for it, they will not they will not be our friends, and we will have a less safe world as a result. Along those lines, he's announced, you know, we're fully out of Afghanistan, and there's actors in the region that seem to have some intentions on that. What's your take about what happens there?
China. And to your last point, Kevin, you know, when I worked with President Nixon in the early 1990s, mid-1990s, until he passed away, he really drilled into my head that personal relationships between world leaders can certainly help. If you've got a good personal relationship with an adversary or an ally, it can certainly grease the skids for better overall relationships. But that is not to be confused or conflated with nation's interests, and every national leader is supposed to be elected or appointed, or, you know, in the case of a totalitarian regime, installed, but they are there to champion their nation's interests, period. To your question on Afghanistan, President Trump was the one who said we're out of these forever wars. I believe he was correct about that. But now, and Biden is taking him up on that policy, but now, after 20 years in Afghanistan, we have now fully withdrawn, and within the space of a couple of weeks, the Taliban now has taken control over one-third of the country. So we have spent 20 years, countless American lives, and about $1 trillion in Afghanistan, only to see it collapse back into the waiting arms of the Taliban in a very short period of time. You know who is going to come in to fill the void? China. The Taliban is already in direct talks with the Chinese CCP, and China is going to come in. They're going to come in with their Belt and Road Initiative, which is their massive global infrastructure program. This is how they incur massive debt in these vulnerable countries. They come in, they do all of this work. There's massive political and economic and diplomatic debt to the Chinese. It's been going on across Africa, the Middle East. They do it through telecom, infrastructure, roads and bridges, you name it. And now they're going to do it for Afghanistan. So I'm not saying we should stay. I'm not making that argument, Kevin. But this is yet another piece of the global chessboard that is going to fall to China. So instead of focusing on Afghanistan, this administration needs to focus on a much more aggressive, get tough approach to China.
Which they can't because they're compromised on the family level, and it's so infuriating. Dr. Crowley, I wish I had all day to talk to you and ask all these questions, but you're so helpful. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Always my pleasure, Kevin.
All right, and when we continue live from New York Radio Night Live, the Ladies Lounge continues tonight. Three guests. Kelsey Bowler will stop by next. We're going to talk about that teachers union and the reason that they are saying that they are going to push critical race theory down the neck of every school.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of people are under excessive heat alerts as another heat wave sweeps through the western United States. High heat warnings stretching from California to Idaho, with forecasters expecting several record high temperatures to be set over the weekend. Dozens of wildfires are also burning, with a large pair of fires scorching through thousands of acres near the Northern California-Nevada border. The Beckwith Complex fire has burned through more than 50,000 acres so far. Officials said Saturday afternoon that the blaze was only 9% contained. And the confirmed death toll from the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 86, with 43 people still unaccounted for as recovery operations entered their 17th day. A safety review of buildings in the area prompted by the collapse has closed the Miami-Dade County Courthouse. County leaders say the building will begin undergoing emergency repairs after an engineer's report recommended that floors 16 and above in the 28-floor structure be closed. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back into the Radio Night Live studios here on Saturday night. And the Ladies Lounge, of course, where we chat with women of articulate mind and tongue across the board, different expertise in different areas. And one of my favorites is Kelsey Bowler, who is a senior strategist for the Independent Women's Forum. And Kelsey, always good to have you, and I hope you had a great holiday weekend. Thanks for being back. to the place since the weekend. The nation's largest educational union, the NEA, is coming out, and they're not pussyfooting about this. They are swinging hard, both fists. They say, we're going to teach critical race theory in the schools, and if you don't like it, you're a racist. What's happening here?
Critics are in denial that critical race theory has infiltrated the classrooms. Certainly, they don't want to admit the extent to which this is occurring. And you would think, in response to all the recent backlash we have seen from families speaking up at school board meetings within just the past couple weeks, that the nation's largest teachers union would maybe be a bit more strategic in the way it's going to work the CRT into its curriculum, because we know one way or another that's what they're going to do. But what actually just happened, according to NBC News, one of the nation's largest teachers union passed a resolution that promotes the use of critical race theory in 14,000 school districts across the country. In addition to that, I don't know if you can say this is worse or what, but the same union also adopted a business item which supports the union doing research, quote, research into organizations critical of efforts to infuse critical race theory's discriminatory practices into elementary and secondary schools across the country. So not only are they actively promoting CRT amongst its teachers, but they are actively working against organizations and parents who are trying to prevent this from occurring. This is quite astonishing. As I mentioned, you'd think they'd be a little quieter in the way they go about promoting this, but this should be a wake-up call for parents all across the country that despite those who have bravely spoken up about CRT thus far, it is not enough, because the teachers' unions are moving full steam ahead in promoting this racist doctrine.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, Kelsey, because as you know, Governor DeSantis and I think it's some other 29 states have passed laws or limitations on whether or not CRT can be used in the schools. Is it your understanding that the union is saying the laws be damned, I'm going to teach what I want anyway?
That is my biggest fear, because even if schools don't formally adopt CRT in the curriculum, where it's not a line item that parents can read, you know, if they're enrolling their teachers, their union members, into these types of training, they can kind of put that under the umbrella and call it whatever they want, you know, generic anti-discrimination training or so forth, when really what they are doing is promoting this exact doctrine, which teaches our children to treat individuals differently based on their skin color. You know, people are fighting back, lawmakers are stepping up, but we also, as parents, need to recognize that it is not enough. We need to keep a very watchful eye on what's happening inside the classrooms, and I, quite frankly, am at the point where I don't necessarily disagree with the proposal I heard from Mark Levin about putting cameras in the classroom so that parents can watch what their kids are actually being taught and have some say over their children's education, and that might mean pulling them out of public schools.
Well, and I don't know that that's going to be a bad idea for a lot of different reasons for parents, but when it comes to this stuff, and friends, maybe you're listening and you're saying, well, you know, this seems complicated, it's very confusing, and, you know, we want to be racially sensitive and all the rest of the stuff. Let me boil it down for you. CRT teaches children to be racists. That's the problem with CRT. It teaches children racism. And it says that under these circumstances, racism is okay. But anything short of that, and Kelsey, this is really problematic, troubling for me. We keep hearing about how racist America is and how there's only pockets of anti-racists that are doing it. No, no, no. America is a fundamentally, rigidly anti-racist country that is still fighting racism in certain pockets. That's the way we are. That's the way we've been. And that's the actual fact. And that's what we need to teach. We don't need to be filling our kids' hearts and minds with ideas of how to be actual racist. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate you. Look for her stuff in the Thursday Bright email. And we'll talk to you next time.
Well said. Thank you, Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And once again, welcome back to Radio Night Live. It is the Ladies Lounge, and thank you to Dr. Monica Crowley and Kelsey Bowler, who have joined us. I am now pleased to be joined by someone I consider to be not only a valiant patriot for our country, but also someone who's a great friend. And I was eager to have her to have this conversation with her because, as Casey McFarland and I had discussed, the president got getting kicked off of social media in the aftermath of the election last year was pretty shocking to the system. If they can take a sitting president and knock him off social media, what else could they do?
I'm talking about Tucker Carlson. It looks increasingly now, and I didn't do a lot on this story when it first came out, but it looks increasingly now like the government had access to either his phone calls or his emails or both. He said this on his show, I guess it was last night, but late this spring, I contacted a couple of people I thought who could help us get an interview with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. I told nobody I was doing this other than my executive producer. The Biden administration found out anyway by reading my emails. Someone who may not have a terribly hard time believing Mr. Tucker Carlson is none other than KT McFarland, at one point in time the highest ranking civilian to serve in the Pentagon, the equivalent of a three-star admiral or general. And she has written a book about her experience in the Trump years where she did have some people knocking on her door, asking things they shouldn't have asked. Her book is titled Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, also a good friend. KT, it's good to have you back. Thank you for being here. Do you believe Tucker Carlson, straight out?
Yep, absolutely, because the same thing happened to me.
Talk to me about how that worked.
All right, so what happened in my case was that an email that I sent to two or three colleagues on the Trump transition somehow was looked at or found by the intelligence community and then given over to the New York Times. I mean, it happens all the time. And because the media is involved in this, because somehow things mysteriously appear in the media, the trail stops and it becomes cold because we say, well, we can't ask the media who their sources are, even though the sources might be the U.S. government, even though the sources are the U.S. intelligence community. Now, the reason that Tucker Carlson, it's worth paying a lot of attention to what he said, was because when he said they were reading my emails, I'm getting spied on by the National Security Agency, NSA it's called, they then issued a denial, but it wasn't a denial. They issued a statement saying Tucker Carlson is not the target of an investigation. So that would lead you to say, well, what is he? You know, a target is when they're just about to put the handcuffs around your wrists. But there's a lot of other stages you get to where they're investigating you and reading your emails and, you know, denying your right of privacy before you ever become a target. So what they're saying by saying he's not a target is, well, you know, we're looking at him and we're trying to find something that we can charge him with, but we haven't yet. The other thing that the intelligence community do, because it's illegal, by the way, it's illegal in a whole lot of ways.
Right.
For an intelligence community to spy on an American citizen, to read his emails, to listen into his phone calls, they need to get a court order for that. They need to go to a judge and say, look, we have overwhelming reason to believe this person is committing a crime. You know, they're a child molester, they're a spy, they're whatever. You don't get one of those exemptions and waivers and to spy on somebody if you just say, well, you know, he's a political opponent, so we want to spy on him. You don't get it for that. And yet that seems to be what's happened with Tucker Carlson, because the workaround that the intelligence community does is they can't spy directly on somebody, but they can collect information on any foreign source or any source out of the country. So let's say Tucker Carlson says, I'm trying to get this interview. Wiretapping the Russians, we're going to indirectly get our way into Tucker Carlson. That's exactly what happened to Mike Flynn. When they couldn't, the intelligence community wiretap Mike Flynn. He's an American citizen. What they could wiretap, though, was the Russian ambassador. They continue to collect the intelligence. It's called downstream intelligence and incidental collection. So when NSA, National Security Agency, issued a denial that they were spying on Tucker Carlson. That wasn't a denial at all.
I want to ask you as well about the larger idea that there is a cabal that's out to get those that politically disagree with this administration and with really what I consider to have been the deep state for the last number of years. The president announced he's filing these lawsuits against all of the big tech companies that banned him. So Google, which owns YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And they issued, you know, pretty vague reasons as to why they were banning him. And there were a lot of other people that got swept up in the process. I had 150,000 followers on Twitter and was banned the same day that the president was, simply because I said to Twitter on their platform that they were making a dumb business move. They said that I was, when I said that their business was impaling itself, that I was threatening violence against the company. I mean, these are the kinds of, like, thin, crazy, weird reasons why they justified banning so many people. What is your take about the degree of determination that the president, the former president, has in fighting this? And what is your expectation of where this goes?
I was so happy to listen to that press conference yesterday. I mean, here's why. It was Donald Trump is at his best when he's fighting for other people, when he's fighting for the little guy, and when he's sort of strapping on his armor to take on the elites. And that's what he did yesterday. That's what he did in 2016 when he fought the Washington establishment, Republican and Democrat establishment, and fought on behalf of the, you know, the silent majority of Americans. And that's why he won the presidency. That we're going to use technology, and we are going to use the courts. And we are going to have a constitutional case against Facebook and Twitter and Google. And we're also going to sue them for damages. So he's got very good justification on all sides. And then he said, and it's not just about me. These are class action lawsuits. So I invite anybody who, like Kevin McCullough, or anybody like KT McFarland, who has been penalized by big tech to join my lawsuit. And I'm going to provide the legal... I'm going to provide the heft and the muscle that's needed to take this through the courts. So I'm on the board, longtime board member of the American Conservative Union that's
right
on CPAC every year.
Yep.
We immediately joined the lawsuit.
Well, I know that I will be as well. KT McFarland's book, Revolution, you've got to get this, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She fought for her country, served it valiantly and proudly, and they came after her anyway. Really quite a story. KT, please come back sometime soon. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. When we continue, we go back to the music studio. Our spotlight tonight, Colton Dixon, will close things out. That's when we return here on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us once again. We return to the music spotlight tonight featuring the one and only Colton Dixon. Take a listen to Miracles.
But I don't.
Miles on the highway, every day moving so fast, taking all the wrong ways out. Never saw you coming, stopping me in my tracks, keeping me from the long way down. Doesn't matter just how many times I try, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me. Just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that. You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than timing. I believe it goes. Just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that. Right before I hit the ground, son, all you came along and found me. Right before I hit the ground, son, all you came along and found me. Some will say it's magic, but I know that you did all that. You're the reason, there's no doubt. Doesn't matter just how many times I try, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me, how the miracles just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that. You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than timing. Time in.
Colton Dixon rounding out things on Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. And stay with us next weekend. A great show. We will hear from Greg Laurie. And we will also be looking for some music from Riley Clemens. Will be back with us. And then we're back live the following week here on Radio Night Live. 300 radio stations, 66 million TV households. And you. Thank you. We'll see you then.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hands.